Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Vista. Say good morning to Jason. How's it going, Jason?
Doing good. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you asking. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please, Jason.
Tammy, could you step out for a minute, please?
You bet. Goodbye.
Jason, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, pal. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Gotcha.
Lenny Kravitz says he loves being, quote, a bit of an embarrassment, especially to his daughter, Zoe Kravitz, who recently called off her engagement to what Magic Mike actor?
I'm just going to go with Channing Tatum.
Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies. He turned it down because he didn't understand the script. They even offered him a piece of the back end that would have been worth $450 million. Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
I have no idea.
Renee Rapp had a birthday over the weekend. She plays Regina George in the musical remake of what movie?
Mean Girls?
16 years ago, Fergie and Josh Duhamel got married. They split up in 2017. What musical group was Fergie a part of?
Black Eyed Peas.
And finally, Amazon wizard Jeff Bezos had a birthday over the weekend. He created Amazon in his garage in 1994 in which city?
No idea.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Jason, what's happening with you today, pal?
Just showed up at work. I'm actually a service technician for EcoWater.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Your water should be perfect.
Uh-huh, it is.
Jason did 3 out of 5. Timmy, Lenny Kravitz says he loves being a bit of an embarrassment, especially to his daughter, Zoe Kravitz, who recently called off her engagement to what Magic Mike actor?
Oh, Channing Tatum.
That's right. Jason knew that 1-1. Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies. He turned it down because he didn't understand the script. They even offered him a piece of the back end. That would have been worth $450 million.
Wow.
Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
James Bond.
James Bond is right. Jason didn't know. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Renee Rapp had a birthday over the weekend. She plays Regina George in the musical remake of what movie?
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Jason knew that. 3-2. 16 years ago, Fergie and Josh Duhamel got married. They split up in 2017. What musical group was Fergie a part of?
Black Eyed Peas.
That is right. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Amazon wizard Jeff Bezos had a birthday over the weekend. He created Amazon in his garage in 1994 in which city?
Seattle?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Was that a guess?
Yeah. I knew he's Washington, but I didn't know if it was Seattle.
Yeah, well, Seattle is correct, and that means today you got 5 out of 5. Jason, nothing you can do when she goes 5 out of 5 except tip the cap and take your prize, which is a good one.
You have a family 4-pack to be part of the magic when Disney on Ice returns to Pechanga Arena January 23rd.
Awesome. My daughter's going to love that.
Oh, she sure will, man.
Yeah, I will do. Thank you.
Of course. In the meantime, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jason from Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.